message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
I welcome you to God's presence this morning, and I want to start by thanking God for His faithfulness, for His blessings, and for His grace that has continued to be on our lives. And I trust God that no one will go back the same in the name of Jesus. I say no one will go back the same in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It's an impartation service and it's a miracle service. And I know that somebody will go home with his or her miracle today in the name of Jesus. I say somebody is going home with his or her miracle in the name of Jesus. And before we go into further prayers, this morning I'll be speaking the word of God. And I trust God that somebody will be blessed in the name of Jesus. I want you to realize that we are in a month of new chapters. And we are in a month of new songs. A new chapter simply means entering into a new phase or new season. Entering into a new phase or entering into a new season in one's life and in one's destiny. And I pray for someone here today that you will enter into a new phase in your life and destiny in the name of Jesus. And it's our month of character. Our major focus this month is on character. There are some months we have our focus on faith, some months on prayer, some months on the supernatural. But our major focus this month is on character. And last week we spoke on discipline. How many of us were blessed in that message last week? Very awesome, very fireful. And we are grateful to God for His blessings. And one major thing that will open you up to a new chapter in your life is your character. Character is superior to charisma. And one of the major things about character, we talked about it last week, which is called discipline. 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 And we looked at various areas of life that we need to be disciplined. We looked at the area of time management. We looked at the area of eating and sleeping. We looked at the area of sleep, of dressing. We looked at area of spiritual life and money and all that last week. It was an awesome time. And today we'll be looking, if you want to title this message, you can call it Overcoming Hindrances to New Chapters. You can call it Overcoming Hindrances to New Chapters. And this morning I'll be showing you seven character traits that can hinder a person from accessing new chapters. Seven character traits that can hinder a person from accessing new chapters. Open your Bibles with me to Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16 to 19. We'll be reading together. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16 to 19. Are you there? Proverbs 6, 16 to 19. Me there? Are you there at all? Okay, I'll be reading. These six things doth the Lord hate, and yea, seven are an abomination to him. Abomination. Somebody say abomination. They are an abomination to God. Verse 17. Proverbs 6, verse 17. Number one is a proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, and heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. May the Lord bless the reading of His word in Jesus' name. We'll be looking majorly this morning, beloved, at these major seven things that hinders a person from accessing the best that God has for him or her. God calls it an abomination. And I try to find out we have these Ten Commandments and we have many, many things that God has done. That many, many commandments that God has said about, talked about. Why does God hate these seven things? Why? So why does God hate these seven things? Because they are the character of Satan. These seven major things are the exact behavior of the devil. And that's why God hates them. And they always hinder a child of God from accessing new chapters. Nothing will hinder you from accessing new chapters in Jesus' name. And number one character trait that can hinder a man from accessing new chapters is called pride. Pride is the second nature of the devil. God cast out the devil from heaven simply because, or majorly because of the issue of pride. He fell because of pride. The Bible says he was not satisfied. He was no longer satisfied with being just the head or the leader of angels. He wanted to be like God himself. And God always assists, but God presses down or resists the proud. James chapter 4 verse 5 to 7. So anybody that wants a new chapter, a great chapter, an enviable chapter to be open to his or her life, that person must be a person that dislikes pride. The person must have a distaste for pride. God always opposes pride, the proud. What is pride? Pride is self-worship. Or you can also call it overestimation of oneself. I'm better than everybody. Or every other person is superior to me, is inferior to me. That's pride. Overestimation of oneself is called pride. A proud person sees the success of his life as if he's the owner and he's the person that did it. So it doesn't matter to give a testimony. I did it myself. Now why do I need to give a testimony? I know how to drive very well. That's why I escaped that accident. I'm very, very brilliant. That's why I came out with a good grade. I'm very beautiful. That's why men are pursuing me. A proud person always sees himself as the person that has done everything in his life. A proud person is a rebel. He cannot keep friends. He is not correctable. And a man like Moses, new chapter opened unto him because he was a humble man. Numbers chapter 12 verse 3. Numbers 12 verse 3. Bible says the man Moses was the meekest of all men. Numbers 12 verse 3. He was very meek. And because of his meekness, God brought about his greatness. Somebody is here today as a direct result of your meekness. God will bring greatness for you in Jesus' name. Did I hear you say a big amen? Did I hear you say a big amen? Because of the meekness of Moses, his greatness emerged. There's still nobody that has broken his record till date. He pastored people in millions because he was the meekest of all. Number two major hindrance that can hinder a person from accessing new chapters in his life is called a lying tongue. A lying tongue. A lying tongue portrays a kind of life that is built on insincerity. It is a life that is built on falsehood, where a person's look is a lie. Age is a lie. Certificate is a lie. Everything about the person is a lie. And the Bible calls the enemy the father of lies. John chapter 8 verse 44. Just be writing the scriptures down. The media is, I don't know what's happening to them this morning. John 8, 44. Bible says the devil is the father of lies. He's the one that created lies. But God himself is the father of truth. John chapter 14, verse 6. John 14, verse 6. Our God, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. John 14, verse 6. John 14, verse 6. I am the way, the truth. So our God is the God of truth. You see some people, everything about them is a lie. I heard the story of a lady who wanted to marry a guy. And when they started courting, the guy said, how old are you? She told the guy. And then the guy also told her his age. And they discovered that the lady was 4 years older than the guy. And the guy said, no problem. 4 years is okay. We can still manage that. We'll get married. After they got married, after some years, they discovered that she's more than double of that 4 years older than him. Almost 10 years. More than 8 years older than the guy. They were trusting God for some interventions and for God to help them in some areas. And they discovered that she was a liar. If you are the man, what will you do? You wanted to marry somebody. The person said, I'm just 4 years old. I say, I love you so much. Forget 4 years. And after many years, you discover that it's not a matter of 4 years. The issue of 4 years is a small do. It's almost getting close to 10 years difference. Any man or woman that wants the best of God and wants new chapters open to him or her must not lie, must not be involved in lies, must not be involved in deceit. It's a lie of it's a life of falsehood. You want to date a girl, and then you went to borrow your cousin's flat to deceive her. What's that for? Say, this is my flat, and the girl begins to melt. Say, I will die here. I will die in this flat here. This is your flat at your age. Whereas it's not his flat. In fact, he is flat in life. Let me tell you something, guys. Ladies appreciate guys that tell them the truth. If you are not fat, don't say you are fat. If your pocket is not large, don't say it's large. Say it as it is. If she wants to manage it, she'll manage it. If she cannot manage it, I cannot manage it. And if she cannot manage it, somebody, God will give you somebody that will help you and work with you until you become enlarged. Hallelujah. Say it as it is. There's no need to lie. It's a life of deceit. God does not want it. Number three, major hindrance to new chapters in a person's life, as from the scriptures that we have read this morning, is shedding of innocent blood. And shedding of innocent blood, many people think that it's only about killing somebody. Yes, it's part of it. We have it. Many are around, especially in Nigeria. Nigeria has one of the worst cases of shedding of blood. All kinds of evil now going on because of monetary gain, because of political power. All kinds of evil. God said, this kind of thing is an abomination to me. I hate it. I dislike it. Don't get yourself involved in it if you want to open a new chapter in your life. You see many kinds. To even travel now, many these days, pastors, we have more prayer points on traveling than before. Sir, I'm traveling. People that would normally not even tell you that they're traveling, they will tell you now. Because they know every part of the road is full of danger. It takes the grace of God and the protective hands of God for somebody to travel in Nigeria today and come back. A man went to see his father. A woman went to see her father in somewhere in the southeast here. And was coming with very big jeep, Land Cruiser jeep. It's not just a small jeep. Good car with police, with cook, and some people just came out from nowhere and rained bullets on her. And she just died like, hey, this is a very big person. They just wasted her just like that. Just like that. Not even in the north. In our southwest here. God said, this kind of thing, I don't like it. The shedding of blood in the land is too much. I don't like it. Now, leaving the issue of shedding of physical blood, there are other areas of shedding blood, which is not physical blood. There are many other areas, like character assassination, talking about somebody wrongly. Like one of my daughters said this morning, that somebody was talking about wrongly, talking about her wrongly. Character assassination, Matthew chapter 5, verse 21 to 23. Assassinating somebody's character behind the person's back and shred the person. Destroy the person totally. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 1, Matthew 7, verse 1, the Bible says, judge not so that you will not be judged. Don't condemn people. Sometimes speaking about people wrongly is like killing them when they are alive. Hello? It's like killing them when they are alive. It's a character problem. When you see people that they don't know how to discuss anything about any other issue apart from others, they have problem. They can never discuss their own life. or how their life will move forward, how they will start new businesses, how they will look at that. My son this morning talking about at his age, talking about business of different connections from inside Nigeria, outside Nigeria, looking for him up and down. They will never dream to be like that, except to be discussing on people's matters, things that concern them, things that don't concern them, especially in the church. Galatians chapter 6 verse 7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, thou shall he reap. You see, a Christian is a special being. He's not a person that involves himself in jaga-jaga. A Christian doesn't involve himself in all those kind of rubbish, like shedding of human blood or destruction of people's character, destruction of people's reputation. And I pray for somebody here today, God himself will separate you from those who are involved in such, in Jesus' name. Because when their destruction will come, the person will also taste out of it. If you are dining with somebody that is always shedding other people's character, when God wants to judge the person and you did not correct the person on time, then the person will also suffer for it. Number four. Major hindrance to new chapters in a person's life is a heart that devises evil. A heart that devises evil is talking about a heart that is always thinking of evil. A heart that is always thinking of 419. A heart that is always thinking of how to dupe somebody. Don't be a husband that devises evil against your wife. Don't be a wife that devises evil against your husband. Don't be a crafty man. Don't be a crafty woman. If your desire is for a new chapter to open in your life, ensure that your heart is kept. In Proverbs 4 verse 23, Proverbs 4 verse 21 says, guard your heart with all diligence. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. You see, people just look at the heart. It says, heart pumps blood alone. No. A lot of things goes on in the heart. So you must keep it. You must keep it from thinking wrongly. You must keep your heart from thinking evil. Don't be the kind of youth whose heart devises evil against another person's husband. Now I wish that this person's wife would just die now and just take over straight. Now I wish this person's husband can just die now. No, that's evil. A person that wants is a new chapter to open to him or her must be a person whose heart refuses. When the evil thought comes, you flush it. That's why you must read the word regularly, so that your heart can be pure of evil thoughts. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Number five, major hindrance that can hinder a person from new chapter from the scripture is a feet that is swift to mischief. A feet that is swift to mischief. This is talking about being quick to make others miserable. That is going to evil places or taking people to evil places. Going to evil places or taking people. If you are a person, a lady, and you are the one that takes your friend to the house of a man friend, or to the house of a sugar daddy, or to an hotel, your feet is sweet to evil. If your desire is for you to enjoy new chapters in your life, you must be a person that your feet is not a feet of mischief. You don't take your friends to a bad place. Somebody told me a story some time ago of a lady who left a church for another church, and from that outside came to the church and was taking a lady from the women to Babalawo to go and meet to go and solve her problems there. Those are people that turn people's feet to evil. That will never be your portion in life in Jesus' name. So God hates people, or God dislikes, it's an abomination to him for our feet to be swift to evil. For your leg to be inside church and the same leg to be going from one garment, one white garment church to another, from one afar place to another. If one wants to be a shakala, be a shakala. If you want to be a shokolo, be a shokolo. You cannot be shakala shokolo. you want to be with God, be with God. If you know that you want to be outside with wicked people, be with them. You cannot be with God and be with them at the same time. Can you imagine somebody walking on the middle of the road? He's not walking on the side, or he's not walking on a particular side. He's walking on the middle of the road. It will get to a point at the end of the day that the one of the two, either this side or the one of the two sides, we go and meet him there. That's the same thing that happens with a lot of Christians. If you want to be a believer, be a believer. You can't be a believer in the morning on Sunday and in nightclub in Quara hotels on Sunday night. Morning in church, night in hotel. You see, this issue of character is very important, because once this issue is solved, many of the prayer points we pastors pray, we will not need to even pray it before it will work out, before things will work out in our lives. Sometimes, we just allow our pastors to pray, fast until their intestine want to come out by not listening to instructions. Once we are able to listen to instructions, even before you pray, God has answered. You get to a realm in your life whereby before you pray, God will answer, because your character, you've worked on your character. You drop evil. You stop visiting bad places. You stop taking gin. You stop taking banjawiwi. You stop visiting bad websites. So the prayer of your, when your pastor says, God bless you, you are blessed. What was that? The pastor says, God bless you, God bless you. Says it 21 times. God says, yeah, continue. 21, courage, Lord. Be going to 200. The person you are saying, God bless you too, by this night now, the person is already doing evil. The person you are saying, God bless you too, 200 times. 200, yeah, can they go to 400, self? Tell them to stop the evil. Once the evil stop, blessing will flow. Somebody is here today. Blessing will flow into your life. I say blessing will flow into your life. I say blessing will flow into your life. But this issue of character must be attended to. I'm still going to bless you today, and I'm going to do that massively, because that has been prepared for massively in the course of this weekend. Massively. In the night, in the dead of the night, and in the early mornings of this morning. But if this issue is not resolved, it's a waste. May the blessing that the Lord will release to you never be a waste upon your life, in Jesus' name. Number six, major hindrance to new chapters is a false witness. Who is a false witness? A false witness is a person who says what he did not see. He says what he did not see. He witnesses against somebody. He said, this person stole my clothes. Where did he steal the clothes? This person came to meet me in so-and-so place last night. Where the person did not come? That's a false witness. A false witness is a person who connives with others to speak evil of others. Connive with others to bring others down. A false witness. And this happens a lot now. And number seven, major hindrance to new chapters is sowing discord among friends. That's in verse 19. Proverbs 6 verse 19. A person who sows discord among friends. A person who sows discord in department. There are some people, once they enter a department, the department must have problem. A false witness speaketh lies. And he that soweth discord among brethren. Can you see that? Brethren. Among church members. Among colleagues. Among roommates. Just causing problem. Sister something said this. Brother something said this. Well, they did not say it. It's just a figment of their imagination. God hates such things. He says it's an abomination to me. For you. You see, such people are agents of the devil. And I want to say this for those who are watching us and for those who are here. If you discover such in your department or in your life, please flush them out. A person who is an agent of discord, sowing this. There's some people they sow discord in marriages. They will go to the husband, your wife, if you know what she's saying about you, she's saying that she will soon poison you. She will soon poison you. Hey, she will poison me again. Then they will go to the wife too and say, hey, your husband, if you see what's happening, he has bought 3 cars for ladies outside. Hey, 3 cars for ladies outside. How did you know? In fact, I even know the dealer that he bought them from. Whereas it's an imaginary. So the house, the husband will be looking at the wife like this. With suspicion. The wife will also be monitoring the husband, checking his pocket, looking for lipstick mark on his cheeks, looking for what is known. Whereas it's not happened. Sowing discord among friends. Sowing discord among. When you see that there's an issue between friends, you are to repair the bridge, not to burn the bridge. There's some people that will put bomb on the bridge and blow the entire friendship. May the Lord give us understanding. I say, may the Lord give us understanding. These 7 things, God hates it. He dislikes it. He does not want it in our lives. If we want a new chapter to open for us. Quickly, tonight, this morning, as I begin to round up, what is my counsel? How about 7 or 6 of them? And then we'll go to pray. Number one, counsel. Do all you can to maintain your character, a good and godly character always. Do all you can. Be known for good character. Be known for good. Even if the character was bad before, work on yourself to change your character. Number two, counsel on this issue is represent God everywhere you go so that he can show up for you. Number two, counsel on this issue this morning. Everywhere you go, know that you are an ambassador for Christ. The Bible says you are a chosen generation, 1 Peter 2 verse 9. 1 Peter 2 verse 9. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar person called to show forth the praise of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. So be a person, a man or woman who represents Christ. Everywhere you go, represent God. Solve problems there. Let them know that you are there as an agent of progress, not an agent of confusion. Number three, counsel to you this morning is change your lifestyle if there needs to be a change. If your lifestyle is in a particular lifestyle that you know this is not right, change it. Change it. Let me tell you this. Positive character is a choice. It's a choice. You can choose to have good character. It's a choice. You can choose. No. This is not right. This is not right. You know the prodigal son. What happened to the prodigal son? He himself, the Bible says he came to himself. He came to himself. Ah, why will I be doing like this? Squandering my father's money, behaving like this, carrying girls up and down. He came to himself. May you come to yourself this morning. I said, may you come to yourself this morning. He dropped the bad character and he used his 2 legs to walk back to his father's house and the father embraced him. He would have died in that state. He would have died. Maybe HIV would have killed him. Or hunger would have killed him. Or he would just be walking one day aimlessly. Scorpion would just bite him. He would just fall down and die. Just like that. But he changed his character. He worked on his character. I discovered Mary Magdalene. The Bible says that Jesus cast out 7 demons from her. She was the first person that Jesus appeared to when he died, when he rose up. She changed her character. And because of that, she became one of the beloved of Jesus. Initially, she was possessed with demons. But all of a sudden, when Jesus cast out demons from her, her character changed. Her behavior. Christianity is not. If you are a Christian and they ask your wife, has anything changed in this your husband since he got born again? She cannot say yes. You are not expecting new chapters yet. You are still in old chapter self. Your old chapter self, you don't take. If your roommate say, I just gave my life to Christ today in church, and they say 1 week, 2 weeks, 1 month, 6 months, they cannot see the fruits. I would say, by thy fruits, you will what? You will know them. So your fruit is what makes them to know you. You don't say, I mean, I'm a Christian. and a Christian. You don't need to announce your Christianity. Your fruits will make them know that you're a Christian. I'm talking about the counsel of this morning. Number four counsel is seek for help if you need help. There are some, their character problem, they need help. For example, if somebody is involved in pornography or is involved in drinking or things like that and has become an addiction, sometimes the person might want to help himself, but he might not be able to help himself. I told you the story some time ago of a man I met when I went for a program who was smoking and he was coughing. He was coughing. And it was like he was about to die. He was coughing. Yet, he did not stop coughing. Yet, he did not stop smoking. So there are some times we need help. For a person now who is addicted to sugar, you know that when you take too much sugar, it can cause diabetes. And some, despite the fact that they know that the sugar can cause problems, affect their eyesight, and affect many things in their body, they will still continue in that sugar. So those kind of people need help. They need assistance. Seek help, spiritual help, physical help, when they need be. We have doctors, we have nurses, we have pastors. All these people are there as solution providers for us. And of course, we have sometimes also, we have our parents around us that we can open up to. We have people that can confide in us, that we can confide in, that can help us and will not betray us. My prayer for somebody this morning is that your character shall be upgraded in the name of Jesus. I say your character shall be upgraded in the name of Jesus. Number five counsel is pray always for God's help. Pray, God, I need your help. I want you to help me to maintain a better character. I want you to assist me to become a better character, to have a better character. Put in me the spirit of humility. Do you know one of the problems in marriages is this issue of character? When the husband offended the wife, he refused to say, I'm sorry. I'll talk about that more in the family intervention service, if I'm available in that service. So it's very, very, very important. It's very, 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 very important for us to pray about it. And number six, counsel is to surrender our life to Christ. The issue of character is not something that sometimes we can do on our own. We need help. Sometimes we need to run to God for surrender. And we say, Father, I have come to surrender my will. I have tried my best, but my best has failed me. I have tried my best, but I just could not succeed on my own. I have come to you to work on me. Touch my body, touch my spirit, touch my soul, touch my body. Breathe on me. Help me. I want to become a better person. My character must not push me to fire, hellfire. My character must not destroy me. People must see me and see the glory of God upon my life. I want to pray with you this morning, wonderful people. You are here this morning. And you are saying to me, Pastor, I must not go out of this service this morning without God changing my life. But before that, I want to quickly surrender my life to Christ. I want to give my life to Christ all over again. I don't want to be the same again. I want to rededicate my life to Jesus. I want to pray with you anywhere you are. I'll be counting from 1 to 5. And I want you to be on your feet so that I can see you and pray with you just where you are standing this morning. And I know that your life will never, ever, ever be the same again in Jesus' name. 1. God bless you. God bless you. Be on your feet. You want to rededicate your life to Christ. You don't want to be the same again. You don't want the devil to ruin you or to destroy your life. You want a change of life. You want a change of destiny. You want God to work on you. You want to be a better person. Be on your feet quickly. God bless you. I want to pray with you right now. We are running out of time. We are in a hurry to pray this morning. And I know that your life will never be the same again this morning. Also, you are here. You want a change of story. You want a change of life. You want a change of destiny. You don't want to be the same again. You want to rededicate. That is, you have given your life to Christ before, but something went wrong along the line. I want to pray with you. Not that you are a bad person. You are not a bad man. You are not a bad woman. You are not a bad lady or a bad young man. But you know in your heart of hearts that you have something to settle with God. I want to pray with you. God bless you. Be on your feet quickly. Don't be the last person. Don't be the last person. Don't be the last person. You want your life to change. You want your life to be upgraded. You want your destiny to be upgraded. You want a new chapter to open unto you. Many of us, we have been on the same spot for long because of this issue of character. You want God to work on you. You want a change of destiny. You want a change of life. You want God to work on you in and out. Be on your feet quickly. God bless you. Two, also, you are watching us on the internet. Let us know through that internet or through the phone numbers and emails stated on the screen that you are rededicating your life to Jesus. Is your name written in the book of life? Can you touch your chest and know now that if Christ comes now, he is going to take you? If you are not sure, please be on your feet. Let me pray with you. Let me pray with you. Let me pray with you. Don't allow the wicked to hold you down. Don't allow the devil to stop you. Don't allow the wicked to stop you. Don't allow the powers of darkness to hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. This is your time. This is your hour. You want Christ to work on you. You want a change of life and a change of story. You want your character to be improved by God. You don't want to be the same again. Be on your feet and I will pray with you. God bless you. Be on your. Don't be the last person. Don't be the last person. Don't be the last person. Also, where you are seated, something is telling you, and you are the person the pastor wants to pray for this morning. You are the one the pastor is talking about. You are the one the pastor wants to pray for this morning. I want you to please be on your feet. Be on your feet. Don't allow anything to hold you down. Don't allow the wicked to hold you down. Don't allow the powers of hell to hold you down. As long as a person is in the pit and he doesn't lift up his hand, there's no way God can help him. You can't be on your seat. When God needs to help you and you refuse to signify, you need to signify. You need to signify. You need to signify. God bless you. God bless you. Be on your feet quickly. God bless you. I can see your hand. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Three. Also, you are watching us on the internet. Let us know that you are making this very important decision. And I see God blessing you in the name of Jesus. Also, you are here seated. You are not. You cannot remember the day you gave your life to Christ. That is, you just claim I'm born again, I'm born again. But there's no day. You don't have any spiritual birthday. There's no day. It's just, I just come to church. Today is your day. Today is your day. Please be on your feet quickly. I want to pray with you also. You want today to be your spiritual birthday. You want today to be the day you want to remember today forever as the day you gave your life to Christ. I want to pray with you. God bless you. Be on your feet. Be on your feet. Be on your feet. You want today to be that day that you gave your life to Christ. You want today to be that day that you are rededicating your life to Christ. Be on your feet quickly. And I see God blessing you in Jesus' name. Four. One more count and I will pray. One more and I will pray. One more and I will pray. Don't allow this time to pass you by. Don't allow this period to pass you by. Don't allow this season to pass you by. You are here this morning. Anywhere you are, you know in your heart of hearts that you are supposed to do this needful this morning. This is not a club. It's not. We are not just here for us to dance. It's not a. This is not a place. This is not a nightclub. This is the house of God. This is a place where you come and you go back washed. You come and you go back blessed. You come, you go back washed. You come, you go back with testimony. You want to go back with testimony. Then you have to rededicate your life to Christ this morning. God bless you. I'll give you just 10 more seconds. Unto Jesus I surrender. Unto thee I freely. Trust him. Trust him. 5. I'll just give you just 5 more seconds. You want to be on your feet also? I want you, don't miss this opportunity this morning to rededicate your life to Jesus, to come to Christ afresh, to let your name be written in the book of life. Thank you, Jesus. Now, wherever you are standing or watching us on the internet, please place your right hand on your chest so that I can pray for you. God bless you. Place your right hand on your chest and say after me, Lord Jesus, please forgive me my sins. Please cleanse me from every form of unrighteousness. Afresh, I declare Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior. Save me, Lord. Help me, Lord, to do your will. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. I am born again. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Keep those hands on your chest as I pray for you. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the grace of salvation this morning. We ask that the same grace that has saved this morning will bring about establishment. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Amen. Please follow the counselors. God bless you. Can we be on our feet? I surrender all. I surrender all. Worship him. Can we give him praise and glory and honor? Can we adore him? Can we exalt him? Can we thank him? Thank him, thank him, thank him, thank him, thank him. Can you give him praise? Can you appreciate him? Can you thank him? Can you give him all the glory and all the honor? Thank him, thank him, thank him, thank him, thank him. I appreciate him. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. We have a few minutes left to pray and also to pray on the impartation materials that we have brought this morning. You will say after me and say, oh Lord, empower me. Listen, I want you to pray this prayer like you will pray for dollars or pray for money or pray for children or pray for husband or house. You see, once the issue of character is resolved, many problems will be resolved in our life. Marital crisis will be resolved. Academic problem will be resolved. Marriage will be, settlement issue will be resolved. Many issues will be resolved. This issue is one thing that is hindering many, and we want to settle it this morning. You will say, Father, empower me to maintain a goodly and a godly character always. Lift your voice and pray. Empower me, Lord, to maintain a goodly character always. Let my character please you. Let my character please you. Help me to maintain a good character. Always. Help me to maintain a good character everywhere I go. Let men see me and see God. Let men see me and see the glory of God upon my life. Let men see me and see the blessing of God upon my life. Pray. Pray. Pray, pray, pray. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, uproot from my life whatever you have not planted. Every ungodly character that you have not placed in my life, Father, remove it, oh God. Every character you did not put in my life, Father, remove it. Prayers in Jesus' name. Pray. Pray, everybody. Pray, everybody. Pray, everybody. Pray, everybody. Pray, everybody. Whatever the enemy deposited in my life in the sleep, whatever I acquire through wrong friends, Father, flush it out. Flush out wrong character. Flush out whatever you that was placed in my life wrongly. Everything I inherited from my parents, Father, remove it. 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 In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, help me to to be your ambassador anywhere I go. Let me represent you well everywhere I go. Lift your voice and pray. Pray, everybody. Pray very well. Pray very well. Pray very well. Let me represent God. Let my character represent God. Let my destiny represent God. Let everything about my life represent God. Give me the grace to represent God. Help me, empower me, assist me. Let me represent God everywhere I go. Everywhere I go, I must represent God. I must represent God. My character must represent God. My behavior must represent God. My behavior must bring glory to the name of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, open up to me a new chapter. A new chapter. Now you will put there a new chapter of what you want. Maybe a new chapter of success, a new chapter of marriage, a new chapter of fruitfulness, a new chapter of wealth and abundance and supplies, a new chapter of favor. You will say, Father, open up to me a new chapter. Lift your voice and pray. Pray, 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 pray. Pray. Open up to me a new chapter. A new chapter of academic success. A new chapter of marital progress. A new chapter of spiritual progress. A new chapter of favor. A new chapter of wealth. A new chapter of abundance. Open up to me a new chapter. Open up to me a new chapter. Let this face go. Let a bigger face come. Let a bigger face come. Let a brighter face come. Give me a bigger face. Give me a brighter face. Let a greater face come to me. A face of holiness. A face of progress. A face of wealth and surplus. Open unto me a bigger face. Open unto me a bigger chapter. Let a bigger chapter open to my life. Are you praying? 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 Father, open unto me a greater chapter. Open unto me a greater chapter. A chapter of progress. A chapter of success. A chapter of advancement. A chapter of fruitfulness. A chapter of wealth. A chapter of straight A's. Open up to me. Let a new chapter open for me. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say in the name of Jesus, let the divine agenda of God for my life be fulfilled. Let the divine agenda for God for my life be fulfilled. Lift your voice and pray. 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 Your agenda for me will not be aborted. Your agenda for me will not be aborted. Father, do not let the wicked abort your agenda for my life. Do not let the powers of darkness abort your agenda for my life. Let your agenda for my life come to pass. Let your agenda for my ministry come to pass. Let your agenda for my health come to pass. Let your agenda for my family come to pass. It must not be aborted. It must not be aborted. It must not be aborted. It must come to pass. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Bring out your point of contacts to your business, to your education, to your studies. Any point of contact you have brought in faith, bring it out this morning. And then you will begin to pray and say, Father, I use this as a point of contact to what I do in life, to my business, to my career, to my vocation, to my education. Father, move me to a new chapter. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. I use this as a point of contact to my ministry. I use this as a point of contact to my calling. I use it as a point of contact to my studies. I use as a point of contact to my unborn children. Father, open a new chapter to me today. Open a new chapter to me today. I use this as a point of contact. Father, take me to my next level. 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 Take my marriage to the next level. Take my calling to the next level. Take my GP to the next level. Take my destiny to the next level. Take me 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 to the next level. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Now lift up those points of contact this morning. And I pray for everyone here this morning that the grace for goodly and godly character, receive that grace this morning in the name of Jesus. The grace to be an ambassador of Christ in your home, in your house, in your office, in your community, in your church, receive that grace this morning in the name of Jesus. Every character that is not of God, be flushed out of every life in the name of Jesus. And I pray for as many this morning that has brought that point of contact to your business, to your career, to your education, to your health, to your children, to your marriage. Everyone here with a point of contact, receive the desired miracles in the name of Jesus. Receive the desired miracles in the name of Jesus. Receive your desired miracles in the name of Jesus. In your marriage, there will be a miracle. In your home, there will be a miracle. In your destiny, there will be a miracle. In your calling, there will be a miracle. In your health, there will be a miracle. I take authority over sicknesses and diseases this morning. Be flushed out in the name of Jesus. Be flushed out in the name of Jesus. I come against every spirit of failure and carryover. Be flushed out in the name of Jesus. The grace to enter into the next phase of your life. Receive that grace this morning in the name of Jesus. As God liveth, you will sing a new song. As God liveth, you will dance a new dance. As God liveth, you will sing a new song. As God liveth, you will dance a new dance. It is done. The name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Let me hear you say a big amen.
Wow, I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.